first bag of Baba Basra, fifth Mishnah, these are halachas of Shutfim in a chotzer. Various houses have a courtyard. What are they required to put into this courtyard? So, they are entitled to force one another to build. There's a little room for the watchman to make sure people don't go into the chotzer from the unauthorized people don't come in. So they're entitled to force one another for this deishar and for a door for the chotzer, so that once again it should remain private. Shem Galilah says not every chotzer really needs his beishar. That if it's near Shusha Rabbim and it's without that, people will just come in and Achanami. It's really the base of Shah. But if it's not near Shusha Rabbim, then it's not necessary to have this base of Shah. The bottom line is that Shechina could force one another to do certain things that are normally accepted things. Put on lights in the stairwell, that's accepted. But they want to make something special, which is out of the ordinary, then they cannot force one another. Yeah. Also, people that are part of the city, they can force one another to build the wall and the doors and the bolt for the door of the city. We're talking about a walled city. And he says that also that if it's near the border, then it definitely needs a wall around it. But if it's inside, surrounded by other cities, they can't force one another. Yeah. Halacha and all these things is like the Tana Kama, that's Tam City. They can demand that they want a wall and a door. How long could it be in the town in order to be required to pay for the building of the walls? Shnei Masachodr says 12 months. If you bought a house, then the second he buys the house, he's already considered a member of the town, and therefore he would have to take his share of building the walls and other needs of the city. Respect to stuckers in many places today, the minute is after 30 days.